Hi, this is Honey of MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com, and with me tonight is the...
Boyfriend.
How you doing, Honey?
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, I'm Honey. You're not Honey. You're the boyfriend, I'm Honey.
Alright.
So, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you?
I'm pretty good, how are you?
I'm pretty good, how about yourself?
I'm fine, how are you?
Why do you keep asking me that?
I don't know.
Now, remember the still silver thing? You gotta talk towards that.
Okay.
See, but not obnoxious now.
I'm not being obnoxious.
Learned from this, from the six years of podcasting.
Honey is still being a bossy boots.
Okay. So, today
bossy.
Today is Sunday, August 1st, 2010. It's August 1st.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think about that?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you have in your finger
there? Oh.
What is that?
This is a piece of mint.
Yeah, I smell it. It's very
on
loud.
Honey's balcony.
I smell it.
I smell some more.
Don't stick it in my nose.
Put this up to your liver lips and eat it.
Stop it.
You eat this fucking piece of
mint. I'm going to smack you.
Bitch. You eat it.
Listen. Oh, wait a minute. I should say that we're recording this on Sunday, but I'm not posting it until Monday, August 2nd.
Yeah, so you eat this. He's got it in his mouth.
Give me that.
Ouch.
Hey, stop. Where'd you put that?
Honey ate mint.
Where'd it go?
Honey ate something green and it's called mint.
Stop it. Now listen.
There's a whole plan here.
Stop. On Sundays, we talk about what we did this weekend.
I'm sure everyone heard those slapping noises.
That was you farting.
No, it was you slapping me.
Let's start with Friday.
All right.
You came over on Friday, and what did we do? We went to some wineries.
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
We went to two wineries. Yes.
And we picked up my Cellar Club bottles.
That is correct.
And then we went to another winery and had lunch.
We did.
And then we came home. No, did we go to... No, we only went to two.
No, that's all we went to.
Why did we spend the whole day only on two wineries?
Because you wanted to come back here because you had... clients purchasing technology.
Yeah, I'm moving my chair over. Yes, because I was selling my old Canon digital camera body from Canon. I also sold my very, very old Pentax K1000 camera from 1981.
You tried to sell me too, but I wasn't up for sale.
Do you know that I got $60 for that camera that I bought in 1981? I think I paid like $99 for it.
And you know what I heard?
And I got $60 for it.
Do you know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
Way up here on the seventh floor, I heard the desk clerk in a very loud voice ask this question.
What was the question?
I need a price check on a box of Kotex. You can give me a price check on a box of Kotex.
I was going to say, that's not a question, dear.
That's what I heard.
Well, I didn't hear that.
I did.
And surprisingly, there was an Asian who was buying...
Price check.
Honey, stop.
You can give me a price check. Box of Kotex.
So...
Honey.
Yes, dear.
Can you give me a price check on a box of Kotex?
No, I cannot. Honey.
What? You were selling all kinds of things. Why not?
I have, but not a box of Kotex.
What do you use on those heavy days?
Let's move on. So then after the people came and picked up the items...
He just bleeds all over the place.
And I... and I
it's
made
the truth.
I made a hundred...
I gotta mop
listen,
it up.
Listen, honey.
All right.
I made $180 in cash. Cash, mind you. Then you had made dinner, didn't you? We had big thick steaks.
Oh, we had filet mignon.
Yes.
With wild rice and no vegetables.
Did we have a wine that night? I don't remember what wine we had. Do you remember what?
Yeah, we had wine.
I don't remember which. I mean, with the dinner wine.
Oh, we had free run Merlot.
Oh, free run Merlot. Yeah, that was good.
It was okay. Yeah,
it was okay.
My favorite. Yeah.
Okay, so then on Saturday, you made me sleep late. We didn't get up until like 9:30 in the morning.
That's your idea of sleeping late?
Is that late?
No, that's early.
Okay, well, what do you consider late then?
Like noon.
Okay, tomorrow we'll sleep till noon. Or do you have things to do?
I have nothing to do.
All right, so anyway, we slept late. I say 9:30 is late. And what do we... Oh, we went to get some tennis balls for you at the tennis ball store.
Well, yes, but let's back up.
Oh, I made pancakes for breakfast.
If we're going to exercise in the morning, I try to stay fairly, I know, as I'm approaching 50.
It's Honey, you're only 46.
It's getting more difficult for me to stay slim and fit. However, I do know that if I have flour and sugar and syrup for breakfast, I will not get out the front door before I am
a slug
begging for a cracker. So I said to you, if we play tennis tomorrow morning,
I don't want to eat pancakes.
I said I don't want to eat pancakes.
And what I think, I already have pancakes set up for breakfast.
Yes. Yes. Honey is not the most spontaneous person on the planet.
I am not.
So if you said to Honey, I don't want pancakes, we just have scrambled eggs, that means Honey would have to go to the kitchen and put away the griddle.
Because I get everything out the night before.
And take out a bowl.
Because I set up everything the night before.
And take out a bowl. And so, Honey refused.
Listen,
the
Honey,
goddamn
stop.
Griddle.
Stop.
And
I set
enough,
up the night before
we
for the
were
next day's breakfast.
Tennis, and I said, I'm going to have a hypoglycemic episode if we have these goddamn motherfucking pancakes. And sure enough, that's just what happened.
That's not what happened. You just, an hour into our tennis, you just, like, lost all your energy. You didn't
no,
have a hypoglycemic episode.
I said to you, I have no energy.
That's not a hypoglycemic episode.
No,
that's
I
if
was
you were to fall down on the floor.
And lightheaded and felt empty. I needed to eat.
I agree. You did act like that.
And I said to you, that's what's going to happen.
And that's what happened.
It doesn't matter. I can still thoroughly thrash you on
okay,
a tennis court.
So, no
However,
kidding. So the point is, we had pancakes for breakfast. Then we went to pick up some balls at a store, a tennis ball store. Then we came back and played tennis, and that's when you became sluggish and...
No, I became sluggish in the blistering sun, and I said to you, I have no energy.
Energy. I know.
Please carry me home.
I did not carry you home.
And you refused to carry me home.
We drove the car anyway, dear.
I passed out. I was...
You did not. He's lying now.
Flat out on my back on the tennis court.
He's lying.
And Honey refused to carry me home.
He's lying. We got in the car with the air conditioning.
So I crawled home.
Liar.
While Honey got in the car, and Honey turned on the air conditioner and honked the horn and waved at me, while I was literally crawling on hands and knees.
Liar.
In a depraved state.
Liar.
Hoping to get home.
Liar.
Thinking there might be a... Since he's treating me like a dog. Maybe
Liar.
A dog bowl with
Liar.
Some... With some, like, little friskies or something.
Little friskies. Honey, that's cat food.
Well, I was being treated like an animal.
Okay, so after tennis, we came home. What did we do after we came home?
Showered.
Took showers, and then we did a little afternoon snuggles, didn't we?
We did snuggles.
But not... No, I snuggled before I took a shower because I didn't want to mess up my hair.
I snuggled after I took a shower.
Yes. And then we got ourselves ready to go to the concert because we were meeting our friends Mark and Shane.
Yay.
From runningwithbluesponge.com at Wolf Trap for the concert about the planets with... The music
National
being done
Symphony
by the
Symphony Orchestra.
That's correct.
And they had the screen down. They did a thing with planets. And I have to say, the prettiest planet was Uranus.
He was teasing all that about Uranus. Well, thinking that like that was like the big joke. And he kept doing it over and over and over again. And it was like, honey, the joke is so old. Did you see the fireworks over there?
I did.
Seriously? Because right behind that tree, they're doing fireworks. I have no freaking idea why. Anyway, by the way, if you hadn't figured it out, we're on the balcony at my house. So, okay, so we went to the concert. It was so good seeing Mark and Shane. We have not seen them since May, June.
June.
And it was good to just catch up with them and find out what's going on with them. It was fun.
Yes.
And the concert was pretty good, too.
And we brought some nice wines along.
Where was it? Rosés, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we, after the concert, we said our goodbyes and came home.
We were all fascinated with Uranus.
See, he made that joke all night and was like, no big deal. I mean, I was over that joke the first time. But you kept it going.
Well.
Remember, you even said, I didn't know there were rings around Uranus. Because in the pictures, there were from the Hubble's telescope.
You could definitely see rings around Uranus, honey.
Oh, excuse me. There are no rings around my anus. Are there rings around your anus?
No, honey. We're talking about Uranus.
I know Uranus. That's what I'm saying.
Uranus.
Okay, and that's going to be the name of this podcast, is Uranus.
I think those rings are pretty tight, too.
Honey, okay. We need to move on. It's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So after the concert, we came home and went
to
bed.
Those rings are awfully tight around your ass.
And went to bed, right? Actually, I didn't. You went to bed, but I laid in bed and read my book on the Kindle app on the iPad, right?
I laid in bed and waited for you to join me so I could think some more about Uranus.
Honey, stop. Because, you know, we're doing the book club. Are you joining the book club for this book, this podcast book club?
No, I'm not.
Why not? Because you don't like to read gay fiction, do you?
No, I read what you have on the shelf. I've read some gay fiction. You have some, there's some nice gay
fiction. But you don't pick it up to read. You only, if you have to, here at my house.
Well,
it's not your choice. Let's just say that. It's not your choice.
A favorite read this summer, I read The Devil's Company by David Less. It was historical.
Is it gay fiction?
It was historical fiction.
Okay.
I really enjoyed that.
Well, I'm enjoying this book. I'm in the middle of chapter two so far. I'm a very slow reader, as Arthur would say.
Now, I read some chick lit this summer.
Really? What did you? I didn't know that. What did you read?
The Help by Catherine Stockett.
Is it about some Hispanics who clean your house?
No, it's about
Hispanics who cut your grass.
African American maids working in white households in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, so it's historical then?
No, it's not historical. It's fiction. 1962.
Historical fiction.
I don't know that I'd put it classic. Well, I don't know. I don't know that I'd go that far, but.
Could they have been real stories?
Absolutely.
Historical fiction. All right, in any case, we got off track here, honey. Today, being Sunday, we got up early, and I made eggs for you because you were not going to have any energy otherwise.
Well, you could have had the goddamn pancakes this morning. We weren't.
No, we had to have eggs because you needed energy. Anyway, my mother brought me my groceries from the commissary because it was a commissary day. And then we went to, oh my God, here we go. We went to our favorite winery. We're not going to name it, though, because people who have listened to this podcast before already know it, and we're not going to name it.
That's true.
And we, the big deal was picking up cases of wine.
Yeah.
How many cases were in the trunk of my car?
Three
cases of wine. Here's why. Explaining, whatever. What's the word I'm thinking of? I can't think about it. Anyway. When we harvested at this winery last fall, I signed up to, what's it called? I reserved a case of the Cabernet Franc, and I reserved a case of the Merlot for me, myself. I mean, for us, but I got it. And then you got a case of wine to take for your family back in, you know, in September, right?
Yes.
So we went there today and picked it up, and I swear, I was like, holy shit, this is going to be so much money. And it was almost $500. Well, for my portion.
Well, for two cases of wine.
So expensive, though, honey. Anyway, what turned out to be that we got my Merlot, a case of Merlot, before the general public. It has not been released yet to the public. We picked up a case of Merlot before anyone else in the world gets to buy this, right?
Yeah, Uranus got it first.
Honey, that's so funny. So we were actually drinking it tonight. We were comparing it with the 08, and it was, we liked the 09 better.
Yeah, drinking it on Uranus.
You were drinking it on my Uranus?
On Uranus, yeah.
You were drinking the 09?
The last drop.
On Uranus.
Licking it up, yeah.
Honey, you're being really nasty.
Uranus is real sweet.
Okay, moving on. After that winery, we went to another winery and did a tasting. I didn't like those.
Yeah, we didn't like that at all.
Didn't buy anything either.
No.
And then went to another winery.
Didn't like that either.
Really didn't like it. But the owner knows us. She recognized
us. Yeah, so we had to like say nice things.
Yeah, we had to be nice and shit. And that was really bad. Yeah. Because then we have to create things to write about.
Well,
I mean, we can. There was enough. I shouldn't say that.
No, there's the second winery, we were very honest with the tasters.
Yes, that's
true. She kept asking us, and we kept telling her. She goes,
"What'd you think of that one?" And we would tell her.
We don't like it.
I like that one. I'm talking about the third winery where we knew the owner.
Yeah, and we were hoping she wouldn't be there, so we wouldn't have to be nice. There were one or two wines we liked.
But really, it was a chance for us to catch up with this winery because we hadn't been there for eight or ten months.
And under new management, new winemaker, it takes a long time
to make the changes visible. Yeah.
You got to give them 3 to 5 years. This is year two, so we go back. You hope for better things, and so we'll be back.
We will be back, but there were a couple of changes that we can note.
Yeah, you can see where things are going, but it's not now.
Not dramatic enough.
Well, better than the last time.
Yeah, that's true. Then after that, we came home, and I wanted to take a little, just a very short nip and nap, like 20 minutes. And how long did you make me stay in bed?
I took a little 20 minutes. News.
1 hour.
And then
you made me stay in that bed for an hour.
I said, it's time to wake up.
You made me stay in that bed for an hour.
I said, get Uranus out of this goddamn bed.
Stop with Uranus. That's terrible.
It's true. I did.
All right. And then we decided to taste the 09 wine and with the 08, and that's what we're doing out here on the balcony.
Side by side, yeah.
Yeah. And now we're recording a podcast, and this will be posted on Monday, not on Sunday. Hopefully you saw the video that I posted on Sunday of the sky that we saw on the balcony. What did you think about that sky, honey?
Beautiful.
I don't know if the video will truly demonstrate the
sky. Well, it was
supposed
to rain all day today, and part of what we saw looked like a post-rain sky.
Yeah, I guess that's true, because it became very orangey and pink. Yeah. I think I saw more orange than pink, but
yeah.
Anyway, it was very nice. So that was our weekend, right?
Yep.
Do we have anything major coming up that we need to talk about?
No. But I have one more thing to say.
Something about Uranus?
Yes.
What about your anus?
I love you, honey.
Oh, I love you too, honey. Well, all right, then why don't we wrap this up then?
I love Uranus too.
Honey, stop. Why don't you say it with me? Until next time.
Bye.